It's big announcement time.
Drum roll, please.
We are going on tour.
Just, yay!
Northern News, live around the North.
Of course it's around the North.
We're not doing any Southern dates on this tour.
No way. We are going to the big ones, our big ones in the North. We're going Sheffield.
23rd of June.
We're going Hull.
26th of June.
We're going Leeds.
27th of June.
And we're rounding it off in Manchester.
On the 28th of June.
What a week.
Oh my God. We've done some live shows in Edinburgh and London. And we love them so much.
They're so much fun.
We do little fun headlines. There's slides. There's visuals.
Oh, it's brilliant. We can't wait to do it. And we can't wait to see you there. We'll see you in person. You'll see us in person.
You'll see our faces. You'll see whatever attempt at merch I've cobbled together in a shed.
So get your tickets now for the Northern News live tour at plosive.co.uk. That is plosive.co.uk.
We're going to get chunked out of our beans.
Let's do it. Hello and welcome to Northern News, a podcast with me, Amy Gledhill.
And me, Ian Smith. I come from the northern town of Goole.
And you might be able to tell from my accent, I come from Hull.
And to our shame, we have been living in London now for ages.
Too long. And we want to catch up with all the news that's been going on up north. This is
Northern News.
Uh-oh, it's Northern News time.
Whoopsie-daisy.
Whoopsie-doo. Hello.
If you're trying to listen to... I couldn't think of another podcast off the top of my head.
That's terrible,
That's awful, isn't it? BBC News, do they do one?
Surely, yeah.
If you thought you were listening to the big BBC News Big Pod, it's Northern News.
It's Northern News.
The Northern
hello,
News.
Hello and welcome. Come on in. The water is fine.
Take your shoes off.
You've got to take your shoes off. Yeah. Unless you've got... What is it? Not a bunion. Veruca. Shoes off, Veruca socks on, dive in to Northern News. Ian.
Yes?
Please put us out of our misery. What have you been up to?
Well, listen, over the New Year period, you might remember little Luke Littler, the darts player.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen this, FYI.
Oh, well, this is my thing, basically. I'm big into darts.
Are you really?
I want to go to the darts live. Have you seen the atmosphere at the darts?
No, but I used to work at Manchester Arena and we did the darts. Oh, and it was a big day.
It was boozy as F. Yeah, it's like a thousand people on a stag do.
Yeah.
People dress up. The darts is... I know there's a skill to it and there's a mathematical skill and you're working all that out in your head. But then a man who wouldn't get any other announcing job, it's like the guy who I've seen, he's got a really rough voice. He looks like he'd just fuck you up in a pub.
Great.
And he's just got his microphone and he looks hard as nails, but he's great at quick maths. And he'll just look and go, hey, I did a 70-day! Like that.
What if you can't understand what he's saying?
That does not matter.
Oh, right. So he might
not
be good at maths.
It's so clear that doesn't matter.
Oh, really?
He could just go, hey, and everyone be like, even 180. They don't sound like... They just sort of... You just need the rhythm of... And everyone's like... 180. Everyone's got placards.
Really?
At the darts, people have a placard with a number written on it. 180. It's got their favourite number.
That's great.
Just going like... numbers come up! It's amazing.
Nine!
Yeah.
Nine! Yeah, let's get a nine. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And everyone has a nickname.
What would your darts player nickname be?
Well, it's hard because usually it's like a bit of a pun. Like if your surname was Rocket.
Yeah.
Easy. You'd just be called like the Rocket. Well, yeah. Ian the Rocket Rocket.
If you were called Ian Rocket and your darts nickname was like Ian the Bean, you'd be like, what the hell
Ian
is...
Ian the Baked Bean Rocket. The bean's coming for you.
Flick the bean! Flick the bean!
Everyone's got just a tin of irons printed out on a placard.
Everyone, if you get 180, everyone opens their tins of beans and tries to down it.
Everyone vomit all over the place. But it's like Luke Littler's is Luke the Nuke.
Oh, yeah.
And I think he's getting so famous. In about 5 or 10 years' time, there's going to be this inevitable bit where he has to have a press conference and condemns like, the nuclear strike that someone's going to...
Oh, do you think someone's going to try and set off a nuclear weapon because they're a fan of darts?
Yeah.
God, he's good then, isn't he?
He's got influence on people.
Bloody hell, he's good.
Mm. But I just don't have any rhymes. Like, with Smith or Ian for darts don't really work. Ian the Whiff. The Whiff's, you know...
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, can you smell what the rocks are cooking? You could be like, ooh, what's that whiff? What's Ian
whiff
cooking in there?
What the Smith is...
Chucking? Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that'd be it.
That's pretty good.
Ian the Whiff Smith, I come on and go,
the Whiff.
Can you whiff what the Smith is chucking? What would yours be?
Okay. Gled Hill.
Dead Gravy. Center.
Oh, yeah.
The Dead Center, Gled Center.
Amy the Dead.
You could
maybe
be called Amy Dead Hill, though, and come on
Dead
with
Hill.
Like white face paint. Because people come in fancy dress and all sorts.
Do they?
You could come on with like a scythe and you come on like.
But it's
like
a big dart. It's a big dart.
Yeah, with a big dart. Boom. And then you point at someone in the audience going, you're next. Throw the dart at them. Kill them.
Right. I think that's too far, if I'm honest.
You're not going to get ahead in darts, are you?
Right.
If you're not going to get into the spirit of it.
Well, I'll be in the spirit. I don't want to do a murder, like, probably ever in my life.
It's the darts!
It's the darts!
Yeah, just got into darts. And he's a northern lad.
Is he?
Trained in St. Helens.
Lovely.
St. Helens, I didn't know, is like the darts training place.
Well, the only person I know from St. Helens is Johnny Vegas. And that makes perfect sense to me, all of that.
It's basically
it all checks out, that.
Loads of mini Johnny Vegases.
Oh my God,
playing
incredible.
Darts. It's like if you want to be an actress and you've like got to get down to London, go to drama school at RADA.
Yeah.
If you're a darts player, like I've got to get to St. Helens. Rugby, darts,
it's
breaking
proper northern, isn't
hearts.
It?
Oh yeah, St.
Rugby,
Helens
darts,
is fucking
breaking hearts. Can you whiff what the Smith is chucking?
That'd be some more merch for me.
If you get a good one, you turn on to your opponent and you go, have a whiff of that.
Did you smell that?
Pull my finger.
Smells like victory.
And they're like, your name is literally the Whiff. And you're like, yeah. Mr. Whiffy. 99, Mr. Whiffy. Put a flake in me. I'm Mr. Whiffy.
Yeah, they're all good nicknames.
They're all good, yeah.
What have you been up to, Amy?
I've been doing face massage.
You've been doing it or you've been receiving it? On yourself?
Oh, yes.
Both?
On myself. I've been following a course.
You've been conned out of money here. This is a course.
Ian, I'm not paying for it.
I was going to say, how are you passing this course? Just be like, who's assessing it? You?
Yeah.
Just be like, yeah, fantastic.
Yeah,
A star.
But imagine if you're like, oh, that's not very good, actually. I'm not enjoying this.
I'm failing myself.
Yeah, I failed. There's a person on Instagram who has changed her face entirely by doing facial massage.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I believe that.
But right, we're in a day and age where I'm finding out a lot of my friends are getting facial enhancements.
Oh, yeah.
No judgment whatsoever. I haven't yet. Maybe I will one day. But I thought, what else could I do? And this woman on Instagram, she does have a course that you can buy. And I did click through and it's like $300 and I'm not going to do it. But she's got little teaser videos on her Instagram.
Yeah.
And I've been doing the massages on a night and I think it's working.
Well, well, it's not like when I come in this morning, I was like, who's this? Where's Amy? She's late. I'm going to do the podcast with this random woman.
It's got lovely cheekbones and less hooded eyes.
Hooded eyes?
Yeah,
you don't want eyelids? What are you on about? Got no eyelids?
No, I don't have any. Look, right, well, let me relax my face. Right, look, I've got no eyelids there.
What are you on about?
Do you know what?
What do you mean you got no eyelids?
Right, so the skin above my eyelids comes down. So, like, say I put eyeshadow on my eyes, near my eyelashes, and I open my eyes. There's nothing there.
I see what you mean. I have that as well, though.
But you've got a bit. You've got a bit more eyelid than me. But like, but if I pull my eyebrows up, right, I've got eyelids, right. So anyway, she has transformed face from having no eyelid to eyelid by doing this massage every day, right? And I've been doing it. And I looked in the mirror this morning and I thought, I can see a little bit of eyelid there.
But what about, does that not mean your eyebrows is going to be higher?
Yeah.
You're pushing your eyebrows up.
You're pushing your eyebrows
constantly
up.
Constantly look surprised.
Well, just getting them up a bit. Get them up, do you know what I mean? Get it all up. I think as soon as you hit your 30s, you just got to get everything up. You got to push it up. Get it up. Yeah. So I'm just pushing everything
up. So you
up.
Just push it up and your skin's like, I'm sticking around here, actually.
I'll teach you the techniques. But I've been doing it for about a week and I feel quite good about it. What I'm worried about, Ian, is I'm worried that I'll push my face so high up on my head, I'll have a big chin and my boobs will actually be lower in comparison.
Yeah.
So I might have like, what if my eyebrows are touching my hairline? But my boobs haven't moved up at all. It's gonna make that look worse.
Your eyes are on your forehead.
Yeah.
Your eyebrows are in your hair now.
Oh, that would be easy. Yeah, just brush them in. Just brush your eyebrows and hair in. Anyway, that's what I've been doing.
Well, good.
Facial massage. So stay tuned, everybody, because I reckon in, 6 years, you're gonna be like, is that a bit of eyelid? Do you know what I mean?
It's bad, isn't it? Your aspiration is just to have eyelids.
I'd love eyelids. I don't have eyeliner on today, right? But where I used to work at the Oak Dungeon, once I didn't put... You have to put zombie makeup on. But I'd still have to put eyeliner and mascara on because my eyes are so small that once a kid said to me when I was like in the kid's face trying to scare it, the kid was like, why has she got her eyes shut? And I remember thinking, oh, God, my eyes are so small. They look shut. Oh. I just want a bit of lid. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. What, can't I have a bit of lid? You can have operations and stuff to get rid of this bit, so you've got lid, but I don't want to do that.
No.
And I don't want Botox and stuff, and she said you don't need it if you just push it up.
I think it's important to say, Amy, you've got enough eyelids.
Thanks, Ian.
And anyone listening, your eyelids are beautiful. Whatever you've been given, that's enough.
This is going out to eyelids all around the world.
Yeah.
Me up, pot.
Okay. I've had to quickly source a news story because we had been recording the podcast for about 10 minutes because I found a headline quite funny because it involved poo, but it turned out to be an extremely serious story that you could not broadcast.
No way.
So what I want to talk about really is fan travels 4,000 miles to watch Wakefield AFC to find out that the match has been postponed.
Oh, no.
4,000 miles. This is a guy, Ian Webb, who lives in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Chattanooga?
Chattanooga.
Is that the Chattanooga choo-choo?
You all right?
Do you know the song?
No, I don't. Oh, yeah, I know it now. You've done that.
I think it's Glenn Miller.
Yeah.
You don't know Glenn Miller?
Lost your mind as well as your eyelids.
It's also in an episode of Black Books.
Oh, no.
Manny's, who's Bill Bailey, his parents, come along. His dad's always singing that song. Move on, everybody!
Okay. Well, yeah, he's from there. And he's travelled from the US to watch Wakefield AFC play.
Way.
Who were a non-league, they're not a good team.
I can imagine.
They're non-league. It's not League One.
It's not League One.
It's not League Two.
Shut up!
It's not the National League.
I'm
not even sure
if
it's
crazy.
Yeah, it's not National League North. It's not National League South.
No.
It's not National League North Division One.
Shut up.
It's the Northern Counties East Football League Division One.
God, I think I could be in that league. Yeah. I think I am in that league.
Yeah, we probably are. We probably just haven't turned up to the matches. We're still not getting relegated. Yeah, he spent 18 months saving up £4,500 for him and his wife Megan. Could make the trip to watch them. He became obsessed with them after discovering them online.
No.
But you just go, oh, I love that football team. I might pick one more local, though. And just forget about them.
Is he from Wakefield originally, or is there any connection other than he sort of picked it out of a hat?
No, not at all.
Do you think he's trying to be like Ryan...
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds, yes. Not Ryan Gosling.
Me, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Do you think he's gone, I'm going to do that?
Well, he probably could have bought them for £4,500 if he didn't travel.
Oh, my God.
He's messed it up. He's gone over there, and the club's pitch at the Be Well Stadium was waterlogged.
Oh, God.
A backup game he planned to see was also called off due to heavy rain. He doesn't know nothing about Yorkshire.
Oh.
Hang on. Ian now helps Mo Wakefield AFC's pitch. Has he not got back home? The recruitment manager said, I was crushed. It was one of those things where you get a pit in your stomach. Oh, God, this one's a sad one as well. The club subsequently ran into financial difficulties and its future seemed uncertain. It was saved from investment by a US management company. Oh, so he discovered it by... He Googled, what's the biggest city in England without a professional team? And it's Wakefield.
Is Wakefield a city?
Yeah, it must be. Well, according to this guy.
Well, I don't know if I trust this guy.
Well, it's so easy to get access to a football. There's a picture of him and his wife in the changing rooms here. Just because they come from America. He'd be like, yeah, we're getting the changing rooms. Mow the pitch a bit. Do you want to mow the pitch? Yeah, he was engrossed in the club's fan culture and even invited to speak on a podcast dedicated to the team called All Wakey, Aren't We?
Wow.
They've got a podcast.
Brilliant.
Fucking hell.
They should call it Wakey Up Before You Go-Go.
Yeah.
Or not. They don't have to do anything.
Wakey.
Wakey, wakey, rise and shine.
Wakey, wakey.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Rise and football.
Rise and over the line.
Yeah, he just loves it. He likes the fact fans get a far more local, authentic experience and said there was something magical about grassroots football in the UK. Although he didn't get to see his team in action, he did enjoy a tour of the club's premises during his visit, as well as visits to York, Bath and London.
Right.
So he's gone down south as well.
Good for him.
Yeah.
He's had a little trip.
He's got in the paper. What a heartwarming story I've chosen.
Well done for choosing that,
I consistently
Ian.
Choose stories that have no criminal activity in them whatsoever.
Oh, Yorkshire puddings.
Amy, what have you chosen this week? And can I just say, make sure you read it all before you start saying it.
Well, this one I've chosen, it stuck out to me because I've been in this situation myself.
Oh.
And I did mention in my show, if anyone saw my show, about this situation. But basically, the headline is, Mum left fuming after school put daughter in detention for still wearing fake tan.
You can't even tan your kids nowadays. I thought we got Brexit done.
My girl wants to be orange. She's allowed to be orange.
Yeah.
The daughter in question isn't fake tanning for any other reason other than she's been in a dance competition at the weekend.
Ah.
I've been there. So the mum is fuming and she says, they wouldn't punish kids who've been boxing and come in with a black eye. It's unfair. They wouldn't.
Yeah, I suppose. If it was a kid who entered a like Mr. Universe competition and had bronzed himself up, they probably would. They've picked a weird analogy there.
Yeah, it's not exactly like for like.
If my son got assaulted in the street and come in with a black eye, they wouldn't tell him off.
Yeah, but boxing's a sport, a hobby.
Yeah, I suppose
dancing's
so.
A sport, a hobby. So the mum was left fuming after her daughter's school punished members of the dance group for wearing fake tan. And this is at a school in Rochdale.
Mm.
And she said, the dancers wear tan at the weekend. It's tricky to wash off. I know, I've been there. I used to go to school with like orange elbows. You can't get it out of your elbow creases, cracks.
Yeah, your elbows are a nightmare to get.
Yeah, once they're in there and in your fingers.
Mm.
And it actually, this girl, Natalie, she got singled out because the teacher saw it on her hands. Her hands looked brighter than normal.
Right.
Yeah. But also, I don't know why, unless the school's banning like makeup and everything entirely, I don't know how you can sort of police that. It feels like a sort of weird, murky line to be like, you can't put this on your skin.
Yeah.
This is Natalie. She's won a lovely trophy. So she's clearly doing
very
well. It's not like orange, is it?
No.
And it's just, she's just maybe brighter. That's how they described it, brighter than normal.
Yeah.
So anyway, the mum was livid when she found out Natalie had been put in detention, and she rings the dance teacher up and says, can you step in? And the dance teacher rings the school or gets in touch with the school somehow and says, like, look, my dancers wear this because there's other pupils at the school that also do it.
Yeah.
And instead of it helping, it just meant that the school then put all the other girls who had danced and had fake tan on, they discriminated against them as well.
So basically grassed them all up.
Yeah.
But how did they not notice the other ones?
You know, I suppose in a school uniform, it's only your face and hands that are on display. I'm not really sure, but it depends what the school uniform is. So according to Natalie's the mum, not the daughter, my apologies. According to Natalie, the fake tan is only visible on her daughter's hands. She wears tights to cover her legs and it can be washed off, but usually fades by midweek. She says that they've been dancing for 5 years and she's never been in trouble before.
Must be tired. Bit of fun. That's an old joke.
Little bit of fun. Natalie said some parents have tried ringing the school for answers but have so far received no response. She said the issue was never raised while Bella was at primary school and doesn't understand why it's causing a problem now.
Yeah, I think if anyone who works at that school is listening, let them tan.
Let your kids, let your tiny children tan.
What are you going to say in summer? When they come back from their summer holidays in September, they've been to Barbados.
Detention.
They come back with a tan, putting them in detention just because they got an affluent family. Having a Barbados fun time.
Yeah, well, you could get tanned in Hull. I had the worst sunburn of my life in Beverley. I ate my pub meal outside.
Uh-oh.
Outside on a table outside the pub. I nearly had to go to hospital.
Really?
I'll show you a picture. It was absolutely horrendous. Anyway, the school says, a spokesperson for the school says, the use of fake tan is not allowed in school as per our school uniform policy. We have recently reminded parents of the rules around fake tan and asked that any fake tan applied over the weekend for extracurricular activities is washed off before returning to school. But it's hard to get off. And the dance competitions are usually on a Sunday.
I smell.
Uh-huh.
Smith the whiff. Smells a bit of jealousy from these boring teachers who've chosen to go into teaching rather than express themselves in dance. I reckon these teachers, when they were kids, they're like, I'd love to be a dancer. And now they're taking out all their anger on any dancers they see.
Do you think?
Yeah.
And they're translucent dancing. White themselves.
Yeah.
Like, God, I'd love to be visible.
They barely stand out against the whiteboard that they're writing on.
That's it.
And there's a little kid in the corner doing a little bit of tap dancing. Those shoes are illegal, Thomas!
Yes, it's a tricky one. Because in an ideal world, kids wouldn't fake tan at all.
Get them on a sunbed, mandatory.
Mandatory. 9 a.m, sunbed.
Yeah.
Face massage, get them eyebrows up from being a kid. Get them up.
More tan, more eyelids.
Yeah. So I want tanned eyelids.
Yeah.
That's my goal.
If your eyelids aren't tanned, you don't get to learn English.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
That's my gravy, you daft sod.
Psst, everyone, Northern News listeners, we got some bonus Northern News content for you. We've got a Patreon. We've got an Apple Subs.
And it starts at just £2.50 a month, if you can believe such a thing.
Oh, that's cheaper, Amy.
It's a bargain and we bloody love a bargain up north.
It's cheaper than a Starbucks coffee.
It's cheaper than a 2-litre bottle of Pepsi Max Cherry.
It's cheaper than a Mondeo, brand new. Or second hand.
Bloody hell. Get involved. It's a lovely way to show your support for the pod. You get some spicy extras And we get to keep making this, and we bloody love doing it.
And bonus episodes every single week without fail.
Absolutely. What are you waiting for?
Tip Podcasts.
And now it's time for our special guest, Dan Tiernan, who comes from Stockport. And the current council makeup of Stockport is largely Liberal Democrat, but there are three healed green ratepayers, a political party I've never heard of. Dan, do you know the healed green ratepayers?
Well, Ian, this is an amazing start, but I'm not actually from Stockport.
Oh, no. Where are you from?
Didsbury, to be specific.
Didsbury's lovely. Yeah, get Didsbury on your Wikipedia, mate.
Oh, I'm looking. Wow. Apparently, 10% of the population are over 75 in Didsbury. Lovely.
Ah, is that a lot?
I don't know, actually. I just...
One in 10?
Yeah, one in 10 people are old. Have you ever met any old people in Didsbury? Have you ever seen an old person?
About, yeah, one every 10 people.
Yeah, yeah.
It checks out.
Are you still based in Manchester now?
No, actually. Well, I moved. I've moved to London 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How are you finding it?
Well, I am currently in Manchester.
That good, eh?
Yeah, it is. No, I like it, but it's just typical. All of my gigs are still like in the north, so.
Yeah.
I live there technically, but I still seem to be here.
Amazing. What area of London do you live in?
Brixton.
Oh.
That's but a 20-minute journey on the 37 bus from me.
Oh, really?
There you go. Yeah. You've got a friend.
South London, massive.
Dan's absolutely not enthusiastic about meeting up with you there, Ian. Not at all.
No one is, to be fair.
Well, I just don't know if 20 minutes is worth it. Do you know what I mean? If it was like a 10, maybe. I feel like me and Ian are more of a 10 level sort of.
Yeah.
Thing. I don't feel quite at 20 minutes yet. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, not with this attitude, we're not.
What do you think you'll miss about the north moving down?
I won't miss when people say people don't talk to you and stuff. Like, that's never been something that really annoys me. You know, yeah. I'm on. I'll miss the tram.
Oh, the tram.
Oh, really? I love the tram, the Metro Link in Manchester.
There's a few trams in London. You've got to go to Croydon, I think.
Now that's tram not worth Croydon. It.
Just for the tram.
I'd rather go and see you, Ian.
Well, better than Croydon trams.
Yeah, you go to Croydon to get the tram.
That's going on my next Edinburgh Fringe poster.
I think the trams in Manchester are the hardest to work out. It's so confusing what you need to do, and it's also confusing how to buy your ticket.
Dan, would you agree with that?
It's confusing of how to buy your ticket. Oh, 100%. That's true.
Which zone am I in? Which zone am I going to?
Am I travelling through different zones? If you like put a £10, £20 note in that machine and you think you're not getting £17 coins back, then you're a fool every time. Every time. It's actually insane. I think I've claimed to my mates that between Didsbury Village and, I'm going to say, Manchester Victoria, I could name every single tram stop just if you showed me like a picture of a bit of it, but not the sign.
Oh, a little image of the tram stop.
Like I can just tell by the stairs, like if I nod off or whatever and then I just look up, I can tell by the stairs or even like the shelter somehow or where the machines are.
Oh, wow. Can you just name them? Can you list them off?
Oh, if I couldn't do that now, that would be embarrassing.
That would be, yeah, come on.
East Didsbury, Didsbury Village, West Didsbury, Burton Road, Wivington, St. Werburgh's Road, Cholton, Furzwood, Trafford Bar, Cornbrook, Deansgate Castlefield, St. Peter's Square, Exchange Square, Victoria.
Oh, very nice.
Wow, that felt really good, guys. I felt like I got something off my chest there.
That was great. Wow. There we go. That's your party trick.
Yeah. You guys are easily impressed. Yeah.
Get him on Roll Variety.
I'm trying to think what other tricks I could get out. But...
Dan, do you have any stories from the north or from the news up north that you could share with us?
Yeah, well, I was thinking of stuff and then being like, did that happen? Or from back in the day, like news stories. And then every time it always happened. So this one's like, I remember my mum being like, there's a snake on the loose. And it's like, toilet snake captured. That's the headline.
Toilet snake.
A boa constrictor which vanished down the toilet of a Manchester apartment block, terrifying 25 residents has been captured.
A boa constrictor? Yeah.
And it come out of the toilet?
Big?
Yeah, they're massive.
Yeah, twice. This poor woman, she was a 19-year-old. She saw it in the bathroom on a Saturday night. It was a guy, sorry. Called the landlord. He put a bin on its side and the boa constrictor helped to crawl inside. But it happened twice. Like, it came back.
Oh, God.
And that's, they were warned to, like, look out in the toilets and stuff just in case got through the pipes.
Oh, God.
I'm getting annoyed with my letting agent at the minute, just in a normal flat. If they email me, we're like, every time you go to the toilet, do you want to look out for a boa constrictor? Like, fuck this.
And the rent's going up.
yeah. Rent's going up.
The snake, two things. The snake on the loose. Yeah. Jesus, yeah.
And the rent's going up because technically with the snake, you are subletting. So this snake, so it's coming out of the toilet. Did they capture it and everything? We don't still have to be worried.
Yeah. The person put a brick over the toilet and then the landlord tipped over a bin side. So it was all sorted.
Yeah.
That's horrifying. Would it go up your bum? No. It
depends, really.
Mm. Oh, hang on. On what?
What are you into?
If you're into it going up your bum, it will go up your bum.
Right. Good to know. It is good to know.
No, but I was thinking, like, depends what you're doing in that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. If someone comes to remove the snake and they're like, why's the snake got loads of lube all over it? It doesn't matter. Get rid of the snake.
Lovely stuff. Mm. And I think a real gives us a real vibe of the north.
Yeah.
That's how you catch it. Just
pop
a bin over.
Pop it in a bin.
Just pop it in. Pop a bin over it.
Don't put it in recycling, Kevin.
Yeah, exactly. Dan, are you going on tour? You're on tour.
Yeah. So I'll do it. It's not a massive tour. Manchester, 28th of Feb. Edinburgh 29th, Glasgow March 3rd. That's it. But yeah.
Amazing. That's really cool.
You got to go see it. Nominated.
Nominated.
It's very funny.
He's very funny.
He's very funny. Occasionally loud. That's my favourite combo.
And you're going to be gigging more in London, I suppose, now as well. So there's a treat for the Northerners and the Southerners.
Exactly.
It's been such a pleasure to chat to you, Dan.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys.
Thank you for coming on, sharing your terrifying snake story and giving us an insight into all the stops of the Metrolink.
Yep.
I think that's maybe the highlight of my life. Yeah. I don't
know. Life? Wow, that was, I'll take that.
It was very good, Dan. It was very, very good. I'm so impressed. Lovely. Well, thank you so much for coming on. Good luck with the tour, and I'll see you round Ian's house if you ever want to get that 20-minute bus.
Yeah, on the 37.
On the 37. Yeah. Everyone who's listening now knows you live on the 37 bus route.
It's a big route, though.
It's
good luck.
Big route.
Yeah, you told them exactly how long it'll take.
Yeah, 20 minutes from Brixton.
We'll talk to you soon, Dan. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Terry's chocolate orange.
What's been happening in Ghoul?
Well, this is a lovely little quick story, and it's visual, I'm afraid.
Right.
But you can
absolute howlers today, I have to say.
Well, nothing illegal's happening in this one.
So far, we get halfway through. Uh-oh. Yeah.
Well, technically, actually, I don't know if they've had permission to do this, but it's not bad.
Okay.
Stunning sunflowers bring bridge to life thanks to town's very own Banksy.
Oh.
So Kingsway Bridge in Ghoul has been given a little paint over Bonfire Night weekend. What year was it? In 2021. I don't remember seeing this. And people are delighted to see the bridge turned into a piece of art. This is a bridge that I think is quite famous for having those, you know, those bike fences at the end. So you can't speed your bike. You've got to zigzag it in between them.
Yeah.
There's quite a few urban legends in the town of people having severe bike accidents, people pushing people down them.
Oh, what, since they've put the safety measures in.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
They've taken the townspeople have taken a battering from these fences.
Oh, no.
But this beautiful, in inverted commas, new painting has appeared on Kingsway Bridge. Huge sunflowers. Painted by Millie, Chloe, Billy, Jamie and Lisa. A little gang of Banksys. And then it just has quotes saying, one resident said, looks lovely. Another said, absolutely beautiful. A third said, has Google got its own Banksy? While others added, amazing, lovely and impressive.
This reporter has not asked anybody their opinion.
It's the shortest article.
They've not gone anywhere and asked anything. They've stayed at their desk. They've looked out the window. It's raining. Their boss has gone, can you get some local opinion on this? And they've gone, yeah, someone said, lovely. Someone went, oh, some flowers.
Just got on thesaurus.
And then others.
Someone went, some flowers.
Others, general other people was like, yeah, nice. And
yeah,
that.
Nice, good.
Where is this article from? Because that looks like a blog.
This is the whole Daily Mail.
Is it really?
That's all it is. And now I'm going to show you these pictures. And it's a podcast, Emma, but you can bring these to life.
Okay.
What words come to your mind when you see these?
Sunflowers. Lovely. Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah, great, that. Do you know what it is? It's absolutely wonderful.
It's
like modern architecture meets Van Gogh. Well, because the architecture is like metal, straight lines, and then the sunflowers bring a softness, a warmth. They bring colour. The lovely contrast against the sky. I think it's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. It is beautiful.
Sunflowers. Lovely.
And the comments underneath, it says there's one comment. Let's be honest. The bridge is ugly. The sunflowers are nicer than the bridge, but the bridge is an ugly, horrible metal bridge. Everyone riding their bike nearly dies at the end of it. But
I like it. I'm going to get married there.
Oh.
To Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, he'd love that.
He'd love that.
He loves the accent. He hates eyelids.
Fingers crossed.
My feet are wrecking.
Well, how interesting, because I've also brought in a story about a mural.
Oh!
What are the chances? I think this is the closest we've ever been, because we've never brought the same story in.
No.
But this is the closest we've been. So mine is Woman's Bizarre Rant about Hesel Road mural she claims is demonic.
Oh, God.
So we've gone the other way, really. Rose White is calling for the mural to be painted over. And this is from a little while ago, but I just found it fascinating. So the mural, I'll show you the mural first, right? So this is the mural. So you can see it's on the side of a house, and it's quite a biblical kind of. It's a boy steering a ship's wheel, obviously hull, very nautical.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of history of sailors and sailing and fishermen.
Yeah.
And it's a boy steering a wheel and then a sort of biblical figure behind pointing the way in the clouds.
I'd go as far as saying that's Jesus Christ.
You would go, but you're wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
It looks like Jesus.
It does look a lot like
Jesus.
And
you've got like one hand on the shoulder.
Yeah.
The other hand pointing, like, sail this way.
Sail that way. Go forward.
Mm.
My child.
Who is it then, if it's not Jesus?
It's not Jesus. It's actually St. Andrew. It's St. Andrew, the patron saint of fishermen, of course.
Oh, I should have known that.
Come on. It's St. Andrew. Now, the woman the article is about has described... How would you describe that mural in two words if you had to?
Hang on, let's have another look. She said demonic.
She said demonic, so that's one word.
Rudimentary skills.
No, she described it as pornographic.
Pornographic?
Pornographic, yeah.
What, hand on the shoulder?
Demonic and pornographic.
She can't have an adventurous sex life. Someone putting their hand on her shoulder and pointing at her to leave, and she's like, whoa.
I had sex last night. Did you? Oh, yeah. I asked for directions. A man put his hand on my shoulder, pointed me in the way. My God, what a wild ride.
I mean, where's the porn element?
Well, what I absolutely love is that she says, I'm interested in this as the artists seem to be addicted to subliminal images. Subliminal.
What image?
There's that joke, isn't there, where it's like, you know, the drawings, like the splatter drawings that a psychiatrist shows you. And the psychiatrist goes, what do you see? And the guy goes, sex. What do you see? The guy goes, sex. And the psychiatrist says... you're addicted to sex. And the guy says, you're the one drawing all the dirty pictures. And it's like, do you know what I mean? And it's like, she's gone, I can't believe this artist is addicted to subliminal messages. And it's like, no. You might be, though. She said, the artist painted the steering position with one hand behind the back as though fondling Jesus's genitals.
Oh, so it's not Jesus/St. Andrew.
Yeah.
With the hand on the shoulder.
No.
There's only one hand on the steering wheel.
Yeah.
The other hand's behind his back. He's giving a little tickle to the direction man.
Well, this is what she's saying. And she's saying, is that supposed to be an allusion to claims that Jesus was homosexual?
Is it St. Andrew or Jesus?
It's St. Andrew. She's not even got the right guy.
Yeah, she's done what I've done. She's looked and gone, that's Jesus.
You're very similar to this. But
she
nobody
can't see
else
someone's
is
hand.
Seeing that.
She assumes it's tickling a penis.
You've got to, haven't you? I can't see your hands. Get them up. And she says, and the demon face on the shoulder and the many demon faces in the clouds.
Oh, can I have another look?
Let's have another look.
Demon face on the shoulder and in the clouds.
Yeah, but...
they ain't there, Amy.
Maybe she's seen through it into the subliminal messages and she's trying to tell us all the truth.
Yeah.
That's why it's hard to know, isn't it, what's going
on?
Yeah,
but I would say there's absolutely nothing in that. And she could probably look at a painting of a demon wanking off Jesus and go, love that. That's lovely, that.
She said that the mural needs painting over, or at least all the demons need obliterating.
She's right. Her exact words.
Yeah.
Or at least the demons need obliterating.
Yeah, we can't argue with that.
That's a sentence, isn't it? Paint over it, or at least obliterate the demons.
Also. Oh, yeah, I was going to say, also, there is two hands on the wheel, but no, one hand is, yeah. Do you know what? Yeah, maybe she's got a point.
Yeah. So, look, either paint over it or put an extra hand on the steering wheel.
Yeah.
Obliterate the demons.
Yeah, you've got to obliterate the demons. That's rule one of a mural.
But imagine the poor person who's done that mural, because it ain't great. I'm not saying it's bad, Amy.
It must be hard to paint on an house.
Exactly. It's not a usual canvas.
No.
And they've done their best.
Yeah, they have.
It's not perfect, but they've done their best.
Yeah.
And imagine getting the feedback. There's demons in. You've put demons in that and you've got him wanking off Jesus Christ. It's supposed to be St. Andrew. It's Jesus. It's supposed to be sailing a ship. He's not. He's one hand in it and he's... he's tickling Jesus' penis, and there's four demons in the clouds. You've messed up.
Yeah, back to the drawing board, literally.
Yeah. Well, that's lovely.
There you go.
That.
What a lot of painting we've had in this episode,
yes.
Then.
Well, and we've had two stories about painting, and we've painted over the 5 minutes of the episode that we did record about a serious crime.
Yeah.
Because I didn't read the full article I had brought in, and that's a message. Well, to me.
To you, yeah.
To not just go off a headline that's got the word poo in it and think, poo is funny. Poo can sometimes be a crime.
Poo can be a crime.
Yeah.
A lesson to take into the next month, February. Poo can be a crime, guys. Just remember that.
And thanks for listening.
On that note, thank you so much for listening. As ever, follow us on Instagram, join our Patreon, live your lives to the fullest.
To the maximum.
Maximum. And we'll see you again next week. And thanks, of course, to our special guest, Dan Tiernan.
Dan is on tour this year.
Whoa.
He's a very funny man, so do look out for Going Under.
Not just funny, he can list all them names of the tram stop. I'd go just for that.
Yeah.
That is not in the show, but go for that anyway. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next week.
Goodbye. Hello everyone, it's Ian Smith here from Northern News, the podcast you are currently listening to. And I'm here to tell you that I'm recording my multi-award nominated solo show, Crushing, on Tuesday the 4th of June at the Pleasance Theatre in London. But I'd love to see some Northern News listeners there. We're recording this show, it's going to live online forever. So the more support of a crowd, the better. Hope to see you there.